What's happening, hop stuff? This is the perfect pour.
Candles reference.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. And Louis is already knocking a mic, trying to knock a mic over. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
No, Matt.
We're going to be hanging out with you for the next few hours, talking about craft beer, beer stuff, indie beer, all kinds of beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
Oh, when do we get to the beer part?
Right now, hopefully.
I love gold.
Looks hazy.
So we're going to be talking about beer releases. The listeners of the show are going to call in, say a bunch of stuff.
Engineer.
And we're going to have some culture news and beer we're drinking in the past week. All kinds of fun. Before the show, we had a tailgate. We do a little tailgating as we prepare for the main event, that is the Perfect Pour. And we just had a collab beer from Hub, Portland's Hub, and with the clothing outdoor company Patagonia. And that's it. So we had. It was very Portland Pale.
Are you looking at me?
Yeah.
The Long Root Pale Ale, brewed in Portland, Oregon, made with Kernza and perennial grain. Kernza.
K-E-R-N-Z-A. Awesome. Very green.
It is a modest 5.5%.
Very caramel, piney.
Organic Portland. Barley.
So that's what we got. Now what we got opening here? Get around the table.
Ooh.
Get over here.
Got it. Nope, that way. Please.
Oh, you already have it.
Oh, here, right here.
We have a Northeast India Pale Ale.
No beer for Mike.
With Galaxy and Vic's Secret. It is from Industrial Artists Brewing Company.
Oh.
Week 156.
That sounds like a New York.
This is Garner Vale.
All right.
Carnival, New York.
Is that Captain Whiffle?
New York City.
Captain Whiffle donated this one.
Thank you for donating. This is fantastic. It's not, it doesn't have lactose in it. Doesn't have vanilla. Well, maybe it doesn't.
It's a good aroma. But
it doesn't have vanilla. It's not.
What?
I'm not chewing on it.
No pastry.
It's got some hop presence.
Pastry IPAs. Next trend in beer.
Look at that. You're going to have to add it to the collection there. We got a little.
Yeah. Last week we had one, I think this is one that Cam Whiffle was referencing. He's like, hey, I saw this in the album art, but I didn't hear you guys drink it. We must have drank it and just because it was so crazy and insane last week.
We had it. We liked it.
We just didn't mention it. The Hungry Eyes one. It was a stout one. So that's what this one was.
Just know
it was a Modern Times and Industrial Arts collab beer.
Just know that if we don't mention it, it doesn't mean that we didn't like it, because we would mention it if we didn't like it.
Yes, our cringe faces come
through. Nick, this was a stout one. Do you remember that?
Yes, vaguely.
Cocoa
that
nibs,
was towards the end.
Coffee, towards the ends of the craziness.
Of the madness. It was good. It was a good blend. Not a blend, a collab.
Mm-hmm. I want to apologize in advance. One,
in advance,
I might be angry towards Mikey because I listened to like 3 episodes of Flowing with Famous today, so I'm probably fed up with you.
Oh yeah, you gotta be sick.
I have the answers.
Is that like when Phoebe has a dream that she's mad at Ross?
Yeah,
doesn't know.
There we go. And two, I'm going to test the limits of the alcohol that we're enjoying this evening. So,
all right,
I apologize in advance for that
science experiment.
No reason to apologize for that.
Okay.
But yeah, you should be sorry for listening to 3 episodes of Flowing with Famous.
Well, so I listened to August and September, and I was like, okay, I was, and then I rolled into July, and I was like, did I not listen to July? I was like, maybe I'll listen to it again. So I started going through it, and I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fresno stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a drop now.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a cold transfer remix.
Is there any chance that this Central Valley Beer Week can be changed to Fresno Beer Week next week or next month, next year?
No.
Because why?
Explain yourself. Why should it be
Fresno? Because it sounds better. Oh. Fresno Beer Week sounds better than Central Valley Beer Week.
Wasn't your argument? No, somebody's argument. No, it was probably mine.
I was the one whining. I'm flowing.
Matt's arguing with past Mike already.
Yep. It was on flowing. Somebody mentioned is like SF Beer Week is admired by all the outlining cities, but it's called SF Beer Week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it could be called Fresno Beer Week, even if Dinuba wants to join in.
Right. Visalia wants to join in. Madeira wants to join in. Oakhurst, all the things. But you still, it just sounds better calling it Fresno Beer Week than Central Valley Beer Week. It's too vague.
That's
my criticism of Central Valley Beer Week.
What about Dust Bowl?
Dust Bowl can be included in Fresno Beer Week. Okay. They want to be. Were they involved?
They could just call it Craft Beer Week.
General no Craft Valley. Beer Week.
I believe they were at the Mixer.
Oh, okay.
Mixer.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to that. That was $45.
I didn't get an industry ticket. Forgot about that. I looked up at the clock at 3:45. I was like, "What's happening today?" Oh yeah, thanks Facebook for reminding me now.
So we had a beer week, and we were invited to participate. We just didn't.
Yeah,
we just didn't. And hopefully, I am pushing for it to be called Fresno Beer Week next year.
So if they change the name, are you in?
I'm in. Right. Change it to Fresno Beer Week, we're in. We'll do something live. That's what.
What if we start our own wanted. In a much better time of year?
We'll just do ours. A
cooler time of year.
Yeah. Ours better.
Yeah, why not like spring?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why we got to do everything this summer?
Oh, there's no idea. Not much going on. I mean, if it's going to be inside stuff, November works. That's technically after event season.
Mm-hmm. We have indoor places.
Then bam, sure. November, first week in November.
There you go.
Beer Week.
Beer Week. FBW.
That's my stance on Beer Week.
All right.
Do you guys have some culture?
Yes.
Matt.
Could we bring back Fuse Fest and make it a Beer Week?
Sure. Talk to Josh, the other guy that sits in your seat.
I don't know how many times that you guys have used this this website to find housing, but there is apartmentguide.com. It is out with a new list ranking the top 10 beer cities for beer lovers in the U.S. So if you love beer, go to their website and they could help you find where you need to live. You know, I figured there'd be some pretty heavy hitters on here, and there's really only 3 out of the 10 that I go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So you guys want to hear them? You want to hear all 10?
I want to hear them.
You want to judge it?
Oh, that's what we do best.
Okay. Asheville, North Carolina.
Nope.
Too small.
And I looked at it. It had a concentration of breweries in that area. I believe that's where the other New Belgium is, right?
Maybe.
Raleigh.
Raleigh. Raleigh, Durham.
And then there's Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
They actually have
a good scene.
I had the same reaction. I was going to take time to pull up breweries in the areas just to be like, oh, this is what they're talking about, but I didn't have that much time.
Maine Beer Company.
The third one makes sense, Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
That I hear a lot of that from people that travel to the Oregon area.
I just saw, that's funny. I just saw one of the Ben's breweries pop up in Fresno today. God dang it. I'm going to forget the name of it, but they're actually a pretty good brewery.
This fourth one, I'm pretty sure they're making up, but it's Kalamazoo, Michigan.
That is a real city.
Have you been there?
No.
Okay.
So it's made up.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
So any of our Michigan friends, let us know if you're angry with Kalamazoo.
Have you a postcard from the city?
I do not. Yeah, where's our postcards?
Oh, you want postcards?
Yeah, send us a postcard.
Because who was it that was... We have one postcard that was sent to us on our fridge.
Wow.
And he was wanting to start a trend of listeners sending us postcards.
So. I am in. If you send us a postcard, I will return the favor.
Wasn't it from like Hawaii or something like that?
No. No. It's on the fridge. Next trip to the fridge.
Okay.
Next trip. See you next fall.
This fifth one, shout out to Colorado for Boulder. That's number 5 on the top 10 list.
Boulder. It's pronounced Boulder.
Boulder. Then this next one, I knew where it was, but I had to look up. But it's Vista, California. That's where they say you need to live.
Yeah, that's outside of San Diego.
Yeah, so I looked it up, and if you're in Vista proper...
The San Diego podcast always mentioned Vista.
If you're in Vista proper, your choices of walking distance is Bear Root, Belching Beaver, Wavelength, and Mother Earth, which I was okay with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which I guess they technically would consider that North Park, right? I think.
Yeah. They have tap rooms in North Park.
Oh, never mind. I just don't know anything. Then there's Leesburg, Virginia, from coming in at number 7.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, must be a suburb, mm-hmm. possibly.
Then there's Greenville, South Carolina. So both Carolinas made it in the list. This number 9 makes sense. Fort Collins, Colorado. So Colorado made it twice on the list. And then for our Florida friends, for Pensacola.
Wow.
Their wings are cold. Wow. So, I mean, if you're looking for an apartment, looking to start life over, those are the top 10 cities for you to
start your life again.
And while I was on the website craftbeer.com, I found out that they have a brewery list. So you could just pull up the whole United States and they give you all the hot spots of breweries and you could figure out how many are in your area or if you're traveling somewhere. So I'm going to be using that to check out what places I'd like to check out in Long Beach when I'm there next week. So, and I'm also going to be asking Mikey to write me a nice little heartfelt note of places that I should check out or things to avoid.
Yeah.
Be like, Tom's parking lot.
Be like, Tom's surf shop. Don't even bother.
No. There's no Tom. There's no surf.
That guy still owes me $5 bucks.
You got to go to the original Tom's, which is on 7th.
Yeah.
He claims he's the real Tom's. The real Tom's is on 7th.
Lakewood Boulevard.
So planning a vacation, go to craftbeer.com. I was a little bit upset with them just because they had butchered our listing for Tioga, which I will have to figure out how to write into them and get them to fix it. So they may or may not have confused us with a different brewery.
You getting ready for this huge get it down there?
The huge get it.
So mad I won't be there.
My news is going to dip a little bit and then I'll end it on a high note.
All right.
So Anheuser-Busch strikes a deal to make Bon and Viv the official hard seltzer of the NFL.
So, I didn't even know that one.
It's another seltzer.
It's another fucking seltzer. I mean,
it's another. It's very minimal marketing. It's in the same aisle. Has the same flavors. But I don't know if they're pushing out Bud Light or it's just like now there's a beer sponsor and now there's a seltzer sponsor.
I love gold.
So it's official. So that's my low note.
Great. Now they have to have a seltzer sponsor as well.
Official. Mm-hmm. Official NFL seltzer sponsor.
Right. You can only drink that seltzer when watching the NFL this year.
And Mikey, I figured out something for you to do while you're at Target next time.
Great. I actually do need something to do.
A California woman, Elijah Johnson, was put under arrest for stealing $200 worth of merchandise from a Target store in Lathrop, California. And that's not the interesting part. She did it while she was completely drunk.
Yeah.
Woo. So
on the way to being Target.
So the story goes, while she was shopping for different items throughout the store, she picked up a 6-pack of Stella Artois.
Yeah.
And so while she went into the fitting rooms to try on different clothing items, she proceeded to drink all 6 of the Stellas over the course of an hour.
Oh, an hour?
Over a course of an hour, she pounded 6 Stellas in the dressing room, and then proceeded to leave the facility with the cart full of items that she did not pay for.
Wow. I'm just going to go ahead and walk out.
Yes, obviously the security guard walked up to her and was just like, hey, that's called stealing.
We have a policy of paying for stuff here.
That's
kind of our thing.
You know, I know sometimes we have those days, but pounding a six-pack of Stella in the dressing room, I haven't quite reached that level.
She was having a bad day. I hope she's all right.
Straight up not having a good time, bro.
Straight up not having a good time.
So those are my news stories.
No hazies on tap.
Mikey's done closet drinking, but at least he doesn't get arrested for doing that.
No changing room drinking.
Who says I'm done closet drinking? Nick.
Hi. Man, I don't have anything that good.
Stella, drunk Trump in this Target with Stella's. And drinking Stella's. I'm going to check out the toy aisle. A lot of great toys. A lot of people are talking about the Barbie section. Going to check it out. Stella's great.
Oh, boy.
It's a great beer. A lot of people told me it's a great beer.
Right. If we don't laugh, it'll be over soon.
Like, just don't laugh. Don't encourage him.
George Thorogood does not like what you just said. Look at his face.
He drinks alone.
I said nobody else. I said nobody else. All right. Well, did you see Chuck Silva in Fresno?
Oh, what?
Yep.
Okay. Spit take.
Matt did.
He's touring the town today. Aww. I told Jacob, I was like, hey, you know, there's a podcast that records on Wednesday nights. Oh, and there was it radio silence.
Shut it down the receiver.
Heck, are we drinking?
You pulled it, sir.
This is from, that was me.
It's a red ale, rampaging red ale from Slick Rick's. It tastes like Slick Rick's hair gel.
I think this is a Wazoo Corvette beer.
Yes, Otter Wheat.
It's a potent potable.
Potent potable.
Chocolate. Caramel.
Sticker Mule shipped.
I like all those ingredients. I just don't get what's...
It's all right. I think it's fine.
Maybe I'm just in...
It's not that red.
I'm just in IPA mode lately, so maybe that's...
I'm in IPA mode, bro.
I'm just at that point where I just want
to
start...
I'm just in an IPA mode.
It's like, I'm here for a good time. Just give me some IPAs. I'm not here to sample things.
Not here for a long time. Man. I'm here for a good time.
In the summer, I'm just trying an IPA, man.
Man, I know late to the party, but DDH Booming Rollers, I think, is my summer beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Don't ruin my... Bencots, bro.
Man, stepping on the toes.
Stepping on my Bencots.
What if we've all been caught drinking that beer?
That's got such a cool can. You gotta buy it.
I almost feel that they chose that color just to make fun of Bud Light.
Ah.
Because it's almost that blue. That
iridescent blue.
Yeah. It pops on that shelf. And I'm like, I like this more.
Wow. Likeness infringement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is too... people might think it's a Bud Light. We don't like that.
Bro, doesn't everybody shrink wrap three blue cans together?
So at the register, the guy's all, you charge me a lot for that Bud Light. It's like, no, this is the Bud Lights are $4.50 now?
Yeah.
No, sir. This isn't Bud Light.
Aluminum can tariffs are really hitting hard, bro.
California, man, you know. A lot of regulation. Bencots.
Recycle your cans, man.
And there's a tease of Bencot drinking.
Yeah, we just used all the best Bencot bits right there.
Damn it.
They're all gone. All right. What are we talking about, Nate?
I don't know. People in Fresno. There's a place called Ben's Bottle Shop.
Not in Fresno.
No. I'm changing gears.
Oh, okay. I'm not trying. I'm slow. I'm slow.
We were in reverse. I'm slow. Reverse.
Yes.
I play the role of the slow listener.
This is Vancouver, Washington.
Uh huh. Just north of the Portland.
Yes.
You can see it from Portland.
This falls into the category of weird brewery games. They are having a beer can boxcar derby where you craft a beer can into a race car and race it down a hill.
And see who can recycle it first. Yeah. Who can get the recycling side
a
first.
A small can into a small car?
Yes.
Not as in not many as cars. Not
a person-sized car.
Okay.
That's next year. This year is just the can size can.
I'd imagine impact with aluminum cans would be, you know.
Crumple zones?
Yeah.
You need to design in crumple zones.
Yeah, you'd have crumple zones.
Yeah. It takes care of all that.
Well, we should design one entry, get an entry in there.
Sweet. Let's do it. We have until Saturday.
Which can do we choose?
What can we
do? What's your go-to? What's your pine car?
Can we do 19-2s? What about 32s?
Booming rollers, blue booming rollers.
As long as it comes in under 5 ounces.
Oh. The weight.
The weight. The weight of the your built vehicle must be under 5 ounces.
Get the drawing. Get your Moleskine out. Get your Moleskine draw.
Can you whip up something in CAD for us real quick?
Perfect. Yeah. I'll be right back.
All right, good. Beep, beep, beep.
That's what CAD sounds like, by the way.
So if anyone's getting entered in that listens to the show, let us know how that went. Give us a live report.
Yes.
We want from the field recording.
Wonder if...
we don't get enough from the field recording.
Matt from Tacoma will be at this one.
Yeah, maybe. Couple hour drive.
And how about that Untappd Festival?
Oh, how about that? They're the touring
cities
around.
Cities have been picked.
Yeah, the only California one is at Powell's Point. Oh, geez.
Well, I thought Colorado was in the running, and all of a sudden
they have
gone.
One. They have one.
Oh, they do.
And that tour thing, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the seven cities.
Yeah, Denver is in there.
What? Am I blind?
I think so. If we're looking at the right thing.
I think
you're. I'm usually wrong, so.
No. I saved the photos. No, I did not save the photos.
Boom.
This is the Pinewood Derby. Race
pine.
For prizes.
All their beer tastes like pine.
You guys go get a piney. Nah, I don't want to find it now. I don't care.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, so just like the, what's the new Belgian festival that always tours the country?
The
Tour de Fat.
Tour de Fat.
Yeah.
Still not coming to Fresno.
Nope. Nobody wants to come here. Only poor John from Drake's.
Poor had John. To come
here. He's like, well, I guess Chuck Silva was here too.
Yeah. He was at Goldstein's.
Look at us. Oh, was he having to whooping it up? Causing a ruckus?
Yep. He was shaking and...
Man, so there's some Silva on at Gold's right now then, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
He shows up and he's like, nah, I don't know, baby.
Silva. I'm just drinking. What are you doing?
So you're pounding, bro.
Yeah.
Pounding these Tiogas.
A pint of your finest seltzer.
Yeah. Just pounded seltzers. I wonder how many seltzers Gold's has on. Matt, have you been to Gold's lately?
Yes.
Did they have seltzers on?
I think just one. Okay. Maybe two.
Oh.
Seltzer game.
They always have kombucha and at least a couple ciders. So.
Kombu. Hard kombu, bro.
Hard kombu.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Blend your kombu like with some seltzer.
I like to call it hard kombu. It's my fun game.
Seltzbucha.
Seltzbucha. Have a hard kombu seltzer. Bootsha. Oh, God, what's happened to us this year in beer? Well, I mean, look what's happened to us.
We've got nothing else to talk about. hazy, seltzer, hazy.
Hazy, seltzer, kombucha, hard. Everything's hard. Hard pails.
Yeah, weapon or double pails. Or strong pails.
Strong pails.
Oh.
Whoa, that was quick. Whoa, jeez. Ah, oh, damn, what are you doing? I'm not drinking that.
Wow.
I'm not giving that I Love Gold either.
There you go.
No gold
you
for
you. You can figure out what it's all about fucking, right now.
I'm too afraid of the claw.
I told you that I would push the limits of our drinking.
We're pushing the limits, all right.
He likes
and you
his
said,
laws.
All right. You said, go for it.
That
he thought you meant the barley wine.
The,
so.
The beer fridge let you put that in it?
Yep.
Didn't reject it? Didn't go... Ping.
Sip it. Tell me you don't like it.
It's effervescing at me.
Tell me you don't like it. Is White Claw indie? I still don't know. Is White Claw just its own thing? White Claw? White Claw Brewing? White Claw Colorado? From White Claw?
White Claw Colorado. How'd you know?
Oh, yeah. Just outside of White Claw Colorado. Out in the White Claw boonies. The White Claw Badlands.
It's owned by Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, and who owns Mike's Hard Lemonade? Mark, let's go further
Mark,
down there.
Mark Anthony Brands?
Mark Anthony? The singer?
No, it's the shark guy, isn't it? The
Shark Tank. Shark Tank guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
I don't know if that's indie or not.
Mark Anthony Brands, DBA, White Claw, Seltzer Works, Chicago, Illinois.
Let me get a hit of this White Claw, bro.
You want to hit it?
Dude, done. The Bogart, the White Claw. Look at that. It's white.
Do you think?
It's clear.
Yep.
Is this supposed to be like red or something?
Oh.
This 100 is, calories.
Oh my God, I've smelt this before. What is this?
It's like an icy?
Yeah.
Alka-Seltzer. Oh, yeah, an icy after it's melted down.
Wow, Matt's, very Matt's chemical. Happy with himself right
so
now.
Many chemicals must be in this. Jesus.
It's leftover.
Now, listen, I don't go to an establishment, order this, and drink it on the regulars. I don't drink it by the pool. I don't do anything like that. But I've sipped them, and I go, okay, I can understand what
this
people are
like
talking
nothing.
About.
This is like nothing.
Yeah.
People, stop.
It's like you're drinking a LaCroix.
Stop.
Yeah.
Ugh. I could drink that at work and be fine.
Oops, I packed this with my lunch.
I'm like, what's going on, man? Just White Claw, bro. Oh, okay. Keep up.
It's
keep
like
up
a,
the good
it's
work.
Like a Red Bull. Yeah, yeah. Gives you energy.
Yeah, getting energy from White Claw. God.
Doesn't have as much of a carbonation level as I thought it would.
Yeah, where's the carb?
Yeah, might be a little to check your dates on that White Claw. Check your White Claw dates, bro.
I didn't, but you can.
White Claw have go dates. Oh, it does have a date. I don't think.
But
don't
is
think
it a drink by or made on?
It's some sort of Julian, some sort of.
I think he's holding it like that, so he accidentally spills the rest out.
Yeah,
of the
can. Like whoops! I spilled it on Louie.
Dogs can have White Claw, right?
Dogs have White Claws. I don't see why.
One of those secret only industry people can figure out dates.
I would. Wear on you really quickly. How could you drink more than one of those?
100 calories, 20 milligrams of sodium, 2 grams of sugar, and zero protein. Zero fat.
We're going to see this at running events now instead of ultra.
Here's a White Claw.
Refresh with the seltz, bro.
Nah, it's terrible.
I think you're just predicting that in your mind. It's not bad.
It's not good.
Will there be a movie with a dance battle of 805 guys versus the White Claws?
Claw, 805 versus Claws.
Would you drink an 805 over this?
Oh, yeah. Mix 805 and like, oh, I'll have an 805.
Oh, that sounds great.
805 sounds great. So what do you guys have? We got White Claw Raspberry, White Claw Lime, White Claw White Claw. And
original.
Original White Claw, White Claw. And 805. Oh, 805.
Oh,
thank God. Thank God. Thank God for 805. Give me that, please.
Grapefruit Sculpin or White Claw?
Ooh. Well, I guess I have to go White Claw, don't I? Mm-hmm. I guess White Claw is less corporate. Wow. I don't know.
There, got it.
I have no idea.
Got it out of him. I didn't even have to make the Grapefruit Sculpin old. He just straight up chose White Claw.
Freaking balance point, dude.
Old Sculpin.
Old Sculpin.
Oh, yeah, pre-buyout Sculpin.
Ooh, well, pre-buyout Sculpin, then I'll have that.
But knowing how old and oxidized that is by now.
I'll be totally fine. It'll take me back to the...
You're welcome, guys.
To the mid-aughts.
You've been clawed.
The mid-aughts.
You've just been clawed.
Great.
I don't know. No, the early teens, 20 teens, whatever this decade's going to be called.
No, I like what you called it. I just didn't realize that was the thing.
No, no. Mid-aughts would be the like year 2000 to 2010. So whatever 2011 to 2020 is.
Sassy teens.
Sassy 20 teens. What else, Nick?
Did we mention that Zach's is now verified untapped and they have badges, Zach's yep. Brewing badges. We talked about that.
Yep.
Okay, good.
They got badges. Get in there. I haven't been there since they got the badges out.
Man, I'm already level 2, bro.
Whoa. Oh, it keeps leveling?
Yeah.
I always think of it as like the Snapchat filters where it's like only good for one day.
Yeah.
Like, wee. I checked into it. Oh, it just keeps going.
Yeah, you keep going.
Wow.
You got to level up.
Well, that's Tioga doesn't have that.
We're just a verified venue.
That was the you never pay attention to me face.
Why didn't Untap come to Tioga then? That's what I want to know. In their tour. They said specifically like they're only going to verified venues.
So. I mean, we're verified.
So. Was it a voting thing? Or is it a check-in per city thing?
No, I think it was just wherever they felt like where they're going to make the most money thing.
So basically, where would they want to go drinking on the company?
Untapped likes making money. What?
The employees are like, where can we go drinking for free and make the company pay for it?
Yeah. Like, where are we going to make money and have fun? San Diego.
Yeah.
Who's rich in San Diego? Ballast Point. Actually, they're probably broke as fuck. $1 billion in the hole.
Damn.
It's a big hole to climb out of. Poor Ballast Point. I'm so sorry for that.
Some preparation H on that hole.
Mm-hmm. What else? What are we talking about?
That's all for me, sir.
That's all for you. Well, I got to get this in because every week something happens, something crazy. We've gone through a streak of guests here, which we're not used to, and it keeps pushing back these new iTunes reviews we've got. So we have four new ones to talk about. The last one was Captain Wiffle. We talked about Captain Wiffle's very nice review. This next one is from a listener called Florida Steve.
What?
I don't know if you've ever heard this guy. Five stars.
Sounds just like Florida Steve.
Say, hey guys, it's Florida Steve. I've listened to this podcast regularly since November of 2015.
Mm.
Doesn't disappoint each week. Mikey, Nick, and Matt are fantastic together and really make the show entertaining. I never thought I'd be meeting up with other listeners of the show to drink beer and talk about the podcast we love. That's how good the show is. Meeting strangers to drink with good. Five stars. Keep up the great work. Bye. He's doing it on iTunes reviews.
The essence.
Yes. So thanks for it, Steve. That's very kind of you.
That is awesome.
Very kind of you. Another five star. I write all the words. The Fontana Jim. I've heard of this guy. The Fontana Jim. Love these guys, but I'm allowed to rip them.
What do we not have this time?
Where can I get the mythical Perfect Pour podcast t-shirt? All the other beer podcasts have t-shirts.
Wow.
I want to rep when I hit the breweries. Micah said I could write whatever I want. Love that random. Congratulations on becoming a Russian River. Oh, I think he's editing the original one. Congratulations on becoming a Russian River Distribution Network City. How long until the shine wears off? 90 days, November 2019. Just so we don't forget, this is the best beer podcast without their own t-shirt.
Damn it.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye. Yes.
Yeah.
We are the best beer podcast without shirts.
Asterisk without t-shirts.
Does that mean we've sold out if we get them?
Yeah, now we really can't do it. So thank you, the Fontana Jim.
I hate to say it, but I think his prediction is going to be accurate.
What about never having shirts?
That and no, November being the
time where it's like, yeah,
Pliny's whatever. Older. Over.
What else you got?
This is 2 weeks old already.
All right, guys, prepare. Here we go.
All right.
We haven't had this for a long time.
Okay.
1 star. Rough listen. This is a guy called Mash and Lick.
1 star. I don't listen to podcasts.
No, though. Mash and Blick. Mash and Blick. Would you like to listen to two dull guys and a man baby? Did I mention spiking audio? Stick to the Brewing Network. That's us. And by the way, now my wife called me man baby for several days after this review. Hey, man baby.
Wow.
I'm like, thanks, dude. Oh, look, there's man baby. Wow. That's all I got.
Really sinking it in. Huh?
Yeah. So thanks, bro. And then finish off on a positive note here. This one's from Tom V. The best craft beer podcast. 5 stars. Pittsburgh Tom here. This is the greatest craft beer podcast. You get it all. Mikey, Nick, and Matt fill you with all the latest news in the craft beer industry. They give reviews on the beers they are trying and what new beers have been released. They have beer reps all around the country that can help you find the best beer spots and breweries in the area you're in. I wait each week to hear what they have to say. The listeners are also great, leaving plenty of voicemails and letting you know what is going on in their area's beer scene. I can't recommend them enough. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye from Pittsburgh. Bye. Thanks, Pittsburgh Tom. Everyone that reviewed. Okay, I have to go back to the bad review.
Okay.
1 star. So he's saying there's other beer podcasts that are 4 stars above us? Is that what he's trying to say? Like, what? Show me a beer podcast that has 4 stars above us. That's what I want to know.
I have a feeling it's like the 1 star, not my style of beer review.
Like, not my style, 1 star.
Yeah.
I'm not used to this kind of tomfoolery, 1 star. I like serious brewing. We're not a brewer's podcast, guys.
Yeah.
In case you haven't figured that out. We're, you know, there are podcasts that focus on brewery people and brewing and home brewing. That's not us. We're the podcast for guys that walk into the bottle shop and pray for some new beers to be popping up on the shelves.
Stand in your way, making you go around us.
We're the guys that stand in front of the door for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's what this podcast is for. We're not for brewers. Well, I mean, we'll get some brewery stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
We get home brewers listening.
Yeah.
It's there. It's part of our culture, but it is not what we do. We are for regular ass beer geeks. Ooh, baby, I feel this relates to what's going to the next beer.
I'm not upset by this.
Yeah.
My question is, what episode did he listen to invoke that review? Can you tell?
I think it was it was the one where I was ranting about lagers. And I was all, you know, there's pails and IPAs, right? Why do we have to get so excited about lagers? I think it was that.
We were boring that day. I'm surprised we didn't have that review sooner.
Yeah, where's that review been? Finally, somebody put it through.
Not denying it's not true. Just saying. Where you been, bro?
Where you been, bro? What we got here?
From Altamont Beer Works, we have New Kids on the Hops.
Label by.
Extra pale wheat ale, bringing together an old school beer style with new school hops, designed to showcase tropical dank flavors, aromas of the Equinox, Idaho 7, and Azaka hops.
Azaka.
All right.
So is Altamont new to Fresno, or is this just a new beer for them?
It was at MGA, so I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know how they get their Altamont.
So I know that the owner drives. So.
Right.
Well, I found mine at the Easy Mart.
Okay.
The new,
but it doesn't seem like a distributor in town carries them.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But they do pop up in those specialty stores.
But if it pops up at MGA, I don't know how to gauge it, if it's distributed or if they got it.
Right. hard to tell with those guys.
Because I've gotten their Oakland A's one before from there.
Yeah, where is that can?
It's sitting up there in the baseball section, probably. It's in the
baseballs.
Somewhere.
I kind of like it.
Yes. It's all right. I had this, spoiler to Ben Cott. I had this over the weekend, too, and I like it. My wife looked at it and she thought, oh, that's cool. You should get that one.
And you're like, okay.
All right. Oh, you're a New Kids fan, huh? That's what's going on.
Yep.
If you're a New Kids on the Block fan and a fan of IPA, get Altamont Beer Works. New Kids on the Hops. Uh-oh. What's happening? Do we have another song-related beer?
Please be the Weird Al version.
Oh. It's the adequate stuff.
Adequate stuff.
Pretty good stuff.
Is it
stuff.
Too clear for you, Mike?
So clear, dude.
I'm not mad with this beer.
No, not at all. This is a nice beer.
It's a nice.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you get judged too poorly. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Beep, 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 beep. Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? No soloing over Paul from
Fairfax. Man, I'm like the third guitar guy. Man, I gotta do something over here, guys.
Why do we have a third guitar again?
We're not paying them, right?
Man, it makes it feel a fool, right, man?
What is this? Three guitars.
Foo Fighters? Yeah. Oh, Foo Fighters. You need four guitars. Four guitars going.
Dave Grohl, 10-piece band, writes all the music himself.
Yeah. I want a bunch of people playing. Need that four guitar sound. Voicemails, man, 559-492-0542. That's the Dorktown Network voicemail line, and you can call that and be all like, hey, guys, I'm calling. Or you can email us at perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And let's go and start with the mail one, since I can bring it up quicker than the others. And let's see who's going to be the first this week. Any guesses? Oh, wait. Okay. I guess it's
Hoppy Libations.
Hoppy Libations, huh? God dang it.
Somebody
damn
from
Gmail.
Florida.
If they're still alive.
Somebody from Florida that may or may not be alive.
It's Dorian calling.
I'm dead.
Can you hear me? I'm hurricaning.
I'm hurricaning. Yeah, it's me, Dorian. I'm up here above Tampa Bay.
I can totally see Florida Steve from here.
Super annoying, everyone.
You wouldn't believe all the whales I picked up.
So many whales, bro.
Actual whales.
Real actual whales.
I accidentally destroyed the craft aisle. There's only the PBR aisle.
And White Claw somehow survived.
White Claw still standing. Don't worry, guys. White Claw is still standing. Man, get all the White Claw you want.
The sales reps know how to build a stable White Claw display.
White Claws, they're notorious for standing.
Hey, fellas, it's Brian Wazoo Corvette calling in.
Wazoo.
I got a couple of questions for y'all and the listeners. I'm headed off to Nashville in a couple of weeks with my wife. Ooh. She's got a conference to go to, so I get to go have a mini break in Nashville, which I'm looking forward to quite a bit. So I've heard Tailgate Brewing last week on the show was a good place to hit up, so I got that on the agenda. I'm also planning on going to Bearded Iris and, of course, going to some hot chicken restaurants. But question goes out, any other recos for Nashville? Breweries, tap houses, barbecue, any other hot chicken joints to hit up? That'd be awesome. Thanks, guys. There's a new brewery in the works in Elk Grove, so just south of Sacramento. It's got a fun name. It's going to be called Hungry Pecker Brewing.
Wow.
And so that brings me to another question is, you know, all the breweries you visited in your life and seen and heard of, which one's got the most entertaining name? I got to think Hungry Pecker for me takes the cake. I can't wait to see what kind of beers they put out with a name like Hungry Pecker.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure it refers to
the Woodpecker. Worst blog is gearing up.
That's what it looks like on their logo. Got headed up to my alma mater in Eastern Washington this weekend to check out a football game. So be checking in some Washington beers this weekend, hopefully. I'm really looking forward to that. Haven't been back since I graduated. That's all I got to report, guys. I'll take your answer off the line. And thanks for all your hard work. And hey, guys, keep up the good work.
Wow.
That's quick. Ooh, quick
concise.
Out.
Concise.
Concise.
Concise. Best brewery name that we, but did he caveat with that we've been to? Or just that we've heard of?
You know when Green Cheek started?
Yeah.
I was like, that's ridiculous. That's so stupid. Like, I'm not going to drink that. That's great. That's what a dumb name. Mm-hmm. And then now I love it. And I'm like, if you go to LA or Anaheim, go get some Green Cheek. Somebody get us Green Cheek. And so I turned around on that one.
Green Cheek. I'm going to go with Hoof Hearted. It's still a hard one for me to admit. I
always think of the song, like, and then I say, who fought it?
I don't think that's how it goes.
No, it's not? Oh, okay. Matt, do you have any, like, brewery names that are just no? Or either no or just like, this is crazy, man. You guys are crazy. Silva Brewing.
That's wild.
The ones that I don't care for, I just block out.
I'm blocking you out. That Pecker one sounds, the worst beer blog is like gearing, like, gonna like make sure she's off all day so she can, like, once that brewery opens, like, I've got a lot of posting here. Hungry Pecker. It's gonna be a lot of material. This brewery is gonna give me a lot of material.
Carry us through the end of the year on that one.
Yeah. So, Wazoo, man. Thanks for the, recent drop off.
Yeah.
So you didn't even get to see Wazoo. Wazoo was in Tioga.
Yeah, he was in the back office. I was in the back office, and some of the guys came up and brought the package. And they're like, "Hey, this guy dropped it off." I was like, "Cool, thanks."
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool. Cool. Cool. Cool. Cool. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. Nice. He dropped off a nice package.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As we continue with the boys' bells.
Hey, it's Matt from Tacoma.
What?
Hey, we referenced you earlier, Matt. Did you hear it?
I guess this was a used car parking lot report. It's dead.
Used car.
It's late.
Other than that, used car parking
the main point
report,
for calling was that a lot of people call me up asking for advice, or at least they hit me up asking for advice on where to go in Seattle. Here's my advice. Go to Tacoma.
Ooh.
The Tacoma rep.
Pew, pew,
plenty
pew.
Of good places in Tacoma. You'll like it a lot more. But other than that, I'm going to the Yakima Chief Hops Hop and Brew School this weekend. Chief. Pretty excited about that. Go hang out in the hop fields during the harvest. Vinny Chalurzo. He's the keynote speaker Saturday morning. Pretty excited about that.
These are hops.
Spent 3 days out there.
They grow.
What's in beer?
Labor Day weekend. Doing all things
dipping
hops.
In beer.
That's exciting. Other than that, just drinking a lot of hazies, man. They're everywhere.
No, yeah, man. Don't do it.
I made a Quebec hazy. Of course, it's like 10%.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's pretty tasty.
Now Nick's in.
Boy.
Getting ready for the fresh hop season. I don't know if you guys get fresh hops down there, but
that's
fresh
Sierra,
hop beers
Sierra
coming
Sierra
out
one.
With harvest going on right now.
Looking out for.
Yeah, Nick
should
likes
be coming
fresh
up pretty
hops.
Quick. Pretty excited about it. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys.
Okay.
Tacoma.
Too much background noise, but he had it.
Yeah. Tacoma.
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 Did he say, do we get local hops?
No, fresh hops.
Fresh hops. Fresh hop beers. Fresh hop beers.
Mm.
We only usually get that Sierra
the
one.
Sierra Nevada.
Is there other ones? I don't know.
Not Altamont, because that's in front of me.
I'm
right
not
now.
A huge.
Almanac used to do fresh hop series.
I'm not a huge fresh hop guy.
So Recent guest of the show, Matt Bolden. Ooh. He just brewed a new beer. It's a red IPA coming out in October that featured a malt from Admiral Malting, and it featured hops from Golden State Hops, which is just a little bit south
super
of us.
Super local, bro.
Which was some Magnum Chinook and I believe CTZ. Local hops. No, I think Magnum and Chinook for sure. But so local hops and
I like it. I want
local
them fresh.
California grown malt.
So. Were they pelletized local hops or were they fresh cones?
You know, I didn't think to ask.
Okay.
But in retrospect, I wish I would have.
As a media person, you didn't have your didn't have your podcast hat on, did you? Got to put that on more. Be ready. Always be recording, bro.
Hey, perfect.
ABR.
What's up, guys?
ABR.
Hola.
Hola.
Maria.
Hey.
Kevin and Marie.
Your favorite couple.
My name is actually Marie. I just go by Maria when I've had a little bit.
Wow. Like it.
So we're at River North, and I have to say that we're going to raise you one mat from Tioga City.
Yeah, more mats.
There's five mats here.
Five mats.
Count them five.
There's too many mats here.
Yes.
That's a lot of mats.
We are the leading mat podcast.
So if you have a child and you name your kid Matt, he's going to work in a brewery. Just stop.
Or he's going to be a methadone by 20.
Stop having children or stop naming mats.
And then for Scotty 91, I think it was, wanted some Scotland Recos. And so every beer there kind of tastes like a lager. So if you want something with flavor, you're going to have to go with BrewDog.
It's called Scotch.
You drink scotch in Scotland, but
whiskey is good.
If you want any beer, go do BrewDog beers.
I don't think you could go wrong with BrewDog.
No. BrewDog's pretty good. If you want some hot flavor, do BrewDog.
Okay. So Kevin wants to say hi to one of his best friends in the world.
Oh, Jimmy, I love you. Jim.
What the fuck? Hey, bro.
So good. So next one was.
So
this isn't your time to make time with your lady.
The Brown Palace,
it's a serious show.
A historical hotel in downtown Denver.
It's really swanky.
Interesting. No, there's a basement where people used to go to put. There's a tunnel to go to a brothel.
There was?
Underneath, across the street.
I don't think the brothel exists anymore, but back in the day.
Or does it?
No, it doesn't exist anymore, because that would not be
the
cool.
The brothel's still there.
I'm pretty sure it's called a FedEx at this point, but it's not, but it used to be a brothel.
It's like a make-your-own brothel at this point, I guess.
Make your own brothel.
Their reality is a make-your-own brothel.
Anyway, our friend Jamie's room is...
Yeah, our friend Jamie...
312.
Our friend Jamie got a room there, 308.
Oh, yeah.
Was her room. And so we saw the room. It was pretty cool.
It's not haunted.
Sure. That we know of.
We don't think anything's haunted, but, it's up to you guys.
They say Hotel Colorado is haunted, but we've stayed there many times and we've never experienced anything.
And then from there we walked.
We walked to,
Ghosts are scared of you guys.
We didn't.
Odell.
We got 3 miles.
Odell.
To Odell's,
Tap Room in Denver.
So you guys get Odell down there now. So I highly suggest the Mountain Standard. It's delicious.
Mountain Standard?
Yeah, the new Mountain Standard. Yeah, they changed it from the Cascadian.
No. The new Mountain Standard's bad. The old Mountain Standard was a double black IPA that was on point.
Double
Standard is just your standard New England IPA that they're trying to market for it.
Well, I think it's delicious.
I had New Kid.
Kevin has opinions about
He's
this.
A naysayer.
Whoa. I had New Kid from New England, and I liked it a lot.
Yep. I had the Sabro Hop. I think it stinks. That's my opinion.
Wow. And I had the Sippin' Pretty, and I felt
bold
pretty
hop talk.
It.
She was
pretty.
Right
it
now.
Was pretty good time, so.
Pretty sippin'.
It was. And now we're at River North, where all the mats are.
What? Yep. Five mats.
So many mats.
There's so many mats here. It's ridiculous.
We could have a wrestling match here. There's so many mats.
Wrestling mat.
We should do wrestling mats.
Wrestling mats?
Wrestling mats.
That's a good idea.
Honestly.
Maybe Tioga should do
looking
that.
Looking at the quality of mats, you don't want to roll over on a mat here. it's not.
Well, the teams of mats would go 2-on-2, so we'd have to have Matt from Tioga come out here and then wrestle with the wrestling mats.
There's one guy getting Matt. Looks like he has a button on a fur coat. So it's not...
All right, we're approaching the 3-minute mark, so you guys can keep
tight.
Up the
good work, guys.
I like that show.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. There has having fun.
They're having way more
we
fun.
We opened a beer while they're hanging out having fun.
Yeah.
And it's from it's a Pittsburgh Tom donated beer.
Yeah, I wanted to.
This is a new brewery for us, Grist House from Pittsburgh. And it's called Chameleon.
There ain't nothing left on that plate but fat gristle.
And it's a New England IPA. One of those New England IPAs the kids have talked about. And did you guys see the percentage?
Oh, no, sir.
As I'm saying that, I'm like, I don't think it's on the label.
I don't see the percent.
Nobody can see the percentage. I guess in Pennsylvania, they don't have to put the percentage on the beer. They're like, yeah, man, it's cool. Oh, no, there it is. I found it.
All right.
I've got it. Little ABV game here.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, what do you think?
6.8.
All right, Nick.
It does feel a little boozy. Mm. 7.
I would have guessed 7.5. It is 6.4.
Damn.
So not off by much.
Matt wins
bing,
that one.
Bing, bing, ba-doom.
This is feeling heavier than 6.4. It's a nice beer, though.
It's got a light mouthfeel.
Light.
It's a nice beer. Thank you, Pittsburgh Tom. And we continue with the voicemails for this show. It's called The Perfect Pour.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep,
not
can.
Not driving.
Scotty B.
That means I'm what?
Drinking. Yep,
I'm drinking. So, as I posted on the forum, I discovered, that you guys didn't record on your normal night, thus no voicemails from me.
Say what?
So I always wait till the last minute. It's what I do. But I got to meet Mr. Galooly. That's right, Galooly.
Mm-hmm. John Galooly.
And I met him on the night or in the afternoon of the day that you normally record. And I discovered when I was talking to him, talking to Zach from Drake's, and talking to Roger, I discovered that you recorded a day premature. But hey, you don't need to feel self-conscious about that. I've been premature too. You can ask my girlfriend. It's no big deal. So it's okay, guys. But anyway, yeah, that's why I didn't get a voicemail in, because I always like to wait till the last minute for dramatic effect. But I'm recording this voicemail on a Sunday, so if you record that early, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I've recorded on a Sunday anyway, once or twice.
Mikey, so sooner or later, I kind of want to wait until you guys have at least a week without a guest. Because you've had a guest every week for a month and a half or so. But
it's grinding on.
I do want to pop by and bring some hard seltzer.
Bring it to...
It's going
to
be so hard.
Bring it to Tioga.
Put it in your mouth, you're going to understand what hard is all about. I'm talking about seltzer here, folks, okay? Don't come out of the gutter.
All right, Skyvy.
Why people always think I'm talking dirty when I'm just having... normal conversation.
Because of the internet,
anyway,
Scotty.
You're going to love it when you put it in your mouth and you discover how hard my hard seltzer is.
Scotty B, come on.
It's going to be great.
Seltzer. This is not a family
also,
show.
Also, I'm going to be going to Chicago for work very soon.
Oh. I heard Tasting Niche is going to be in Chicago.
The end of September, all the way till like the middle-ish end of October. Yeah. And hopefully I can have a get it with some Chicagonian
Perfect Chef up there, Dick Chicago.
Chef, huh? If you're listening. So I will be arriving in Chicago September 26th, and I'll be flying out October 19th. So
multiple
that's
a
weekends
long time.
In that time span that we might be able to get it. Well, anyway, I think that's all I got, guys. So keep up the great work. Love you. I'm drinking.
I think he's dying.
Skyby, it's okay. Hey, who wants to have a get it with Scotty B in Chicago?
Wow.
Scotty B is going to be in Chicago at the end of September. You can hook it up and have a get it.
September.
Three Floyds. That's why I want to. I've always wanted to go to Three Floyds.
Wow.
Because they're metal.
Yeah. Home of the chug.
I'm gonna Dark Lord. Dark Lord Day. Metal.
Most metal beer day.
Most metal beer day there is.
All beer and
Dark Lord Day.
I'll get you next time.
Scotty B.
Next time.
I hope Scotty B can have a get it up there because that would be fun. As we continue with voicemails.
Babe.
Yeah.
Do you want a beer?
Yes.
Okay. Love you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's me, Al Green.
Hi, Al.
Wow. Yeah, I just got done taking the shutters, but the plywood down. We made it.
Yay. Another hurricane.
Yeah.
Because it was like scared.
Biting our fingernails. Like,
I'm not going to Tampa Bay.
I had to, should I drink another beer? Who's got more potato chips? Should I drink another beer? Who wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Should I drink another beer?
I drank a lot of Rum Runners.
Whoa.
It was a wild ride. But we got through it, and we're back to drinking beers. So I just wanted to call you guys and say hi.
Hi, Al.
And, we're alive over here on the,
it's good to know our Florida reps are safe.
Florida reps.
Yes, very nice to hear.
Glad the West Coast Florida reps are, for the most part, doing okay as far as I know. And, hope everybody else is doing well out there, wherever you're at. I gotta go, bring the wife back a beer.
What a guy.
Let me open the other one.
I love gold.
These are Champion.
Did you have gold
brewing for him? Company.
Yeah, that for him. Oh, shit.
Missile IPA.
I love gold.
Oddly enough, this can reminds me of the Funky Buddha Hop Gun can. And it kind of has the same taste to it. It's kind of like a knockoff Funky Buddha Hop Gun. It's an American IPA with firm bitterness and intense citrusy hop aromas. Made with 2-row pale ale malt and heavily dry hop for the full experience of an American IPA. So, cheers, guys. Keep up the good work. And, Willards.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks.
Thanks, Al. Having a good time. Made it to the latest hurricane.
Yeah. Just
open up beers.
Tis but a scratch.
For the wife.
Hey, Perfect Four, it's Brian. Wazoo Corvette giving you a call.
Wazoo.
I'm on my way out of Fresno, where the temperature's a balmy 105 degrees.
Yeah, perfect.
Luckily, though, I got to stop in
and lovely.
Have a pint of Half Dome over at Tioga Sequoia while sitting in front of that giant fan, and that was just perfect way to end the day. Sadly, now have a 3-hour drive home, but that is what it is. Anyway, guys, question for you. I did a favor for someone at work, and as a payback for it, everyone knows that I'll accept a beer or two or six or some whiskey. And so what I was given was a 6-pack of Space Dust.
No.
So I don't really care for Space Dust that much. It's not a bad beer, but I'm not about to ignore the New Glory or Urban Root sitting in my fridge over having a bottle of Elysian. So what should I do with this 6-pack of Space Dust? I mean, I'm not beyond, you know, shooting a bottle with a BB gun or a slingshot, taking it down the hills and using bigger firearms. But it's kind of wasteful feeling. Maybe I should find someone who enjoys that beer and give it to them. I don't know. Just that's my big question is, what do you do when someone gives you buyout beer? Anyway, guys, thanks for the show. I'm enjoying it. I'll take your answer off the line. And always keep up the good work.
He went a different direction.
Guys. Thanks, Wazoo. That is a great question. I don't know that we fielded directly like that before.
No.
Somebody gives you buyout beer. What do you do? Matt drinks it. I'm not calling that.
I say keep it around.
Wow.
Keep it around just in case.
Because there's always that time of the night where you want one more, but you always risk not drinking all of it and waking up the next morning with an unfinished beer.
So use your dark untapped account.
No,
because everyone has a dark one, right? Dark. I'm the only one that has a dark one.
Yep.
Second
secret.
The one you hide from your wife. Yep. What's going on?
Like, so you have your new glories.
Follow Hoppy Floppy on this one.
Yeah. Urban Roots.
I see what you're saying.
You have those beers. And then you're just like, I want one more, but I'm kind of tired. Just crack open that Elysian. If you get through it, good. If you don't, you wake up with a warm beer. At least it was the Elysian. Not New Glory.
Then you're caught. Then your wife's like, what's going on with this space dust, honey? Well, it wasn't mine. Well, whose was it? I don't know. I don't know how that got there.
It's the kids, honey. The kids have been drinking.
Oh, no. Well, the kids have gotten into the beer. They love that buyout beer.
They love the buyout beer.
They love it.
Man,
I don't know. Yeah, I would do the BB gun thing.
Oh, you just...
That sounds fun.
Target practice.
Yep. Huh? Pellet gun.
Damn. You might be right. Because I was thinking, can you regift it? Do you have a family barbecue coming up soon?
Yeah.
But then that. You run the risk of...
Then the rumor gets out among the family.
Oh, hey, you brought this last time we drank it all, so we wanted to replace it for you. Elysian
must be fine.
No, they replace it for you, but twice as much because they felt bad for drinking all your Elysian at the family barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, every time they come back to your place,
we remember.
Oh, he loves this Elysian.
Oh, he brought that to the barbecue.
Yeah. Then you start this freaking Elysian circle of never ending circle of Elysian.
At first, if you could get rid of it, I thought that'd be good. I
throw it at the mailman.
Yeah. Get off my lawn.
Hey, man, I want those bills. Son of a bitch.
Where's my Harbor Freight coupon?
I told you. Hey, where's the new Harbor Freight catalog? I ordered one.
I need my 20% off, bro.
I ordered one.
My light bars. I need 20% off light bars at Harbor Freight.
I ordered a catalog that I think only industry uses, but it's like it's this website company that supplies all of the like the fabrication of like shelving and all the little things that like a brewery tap room has that you don't think about.
IKEA?
No.
JC Whitney.
It's like industry equipment.
Nice
site. I forget what it's called now, but
Fox?
I got it called. No,
you got a hard copy catalog. Huh?
Yeah, it's like industry.
Ooh, that's some good bathroom reading material.
Rapids?
No, I don't know why I bring things up and U-line? I can't remember the name.
Granger. Ooh,
that sounds a little closer.
Granger. For the ones who get
Granger.
Done.
Granger, what are you doing? And wait, Chew Your Beer.
Safety
has
safety.
Emailed and I won't. Say it in Chew Your Beer voice because that's just not good.
Wow.
So Chew Your Beer has emailed us, and you can do that too. You don't have to call us. We'll read your email. Ole! Perfect Pour Pod. Chew Your Beer here. Forgot to send a voicemail, so I'm writing you this email. Found out that what the on the CCBA brewery beer list means, what the asterisk on the CCBA brewery list means, it means that the beer is for VIP pours.
Oh, man.
And he was referencing the Chocotazo.
Yes.
Which means Chocotazo is a VIP pour, Holmes.
Man, you got to spend money.
I'm still trying to make it out to the world's greatest get it. At the CCBA Beer Summit Festival in Long Beach, you'll know when I know. Most likely, it'll be last minute thing for me. This Sunday is the bottling date for Pachalito Pale. I've attached an image of the label. The Scotty 91 did an awesome job. One last thing, the draft should not take 2.5 hours. That was ridiculous and so annoying. He's talking about the fantasy football draft.
Oh, great.
That some listeners are involved in. But I still got the players I wanted, and Scotty B and I will wipe the floor against anyone. That's it, Holmes. Thanks for your time, eh? Ete wacho. So thanks for the email, Chu. And he's got this Scotty 91 did it label, made a label for his new pail. It's got a, I'll try to put this out there. You probably start seeing this. If you see this Pacholito label around our social medias, you know what that's about. So it's got a hop with cowboy boots on.
Oh, man.
And the Dodgers helmet, LA Dodgers helmet on, and, oh, and sunglasses on.
Wow.
And then like when the label wraps around, that's the front of the label. And then the label wraps around, and one side has He-Man, and the other side has Voltron.
Damn.
And that's the label.
It's a lot going on here.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. Chew suggestion. Made out, these are all, he's working off of Chew's suggestion. So.
Okay.
thanks, Chew. We'll try to get that that Scotty 91 label around to the social medias. And now it's time. Well, what do we got? We got a new beer here.
New, sure. If you could call it that.
It's a collab.
It's a collab.
It ain't beer, though.
Uh-oh. It's dry hopped with some Shaxbury Ping Pong Cider. Uh-oh, it's a cider in collaboration with Modern Times.
Cider.
It's got a ping pong.
Cider.
It has New England apples. So that has hazy apples.
Hazy apples.
We have a White Claw and a cider. Jeez.
Man.
It, with Citra and Amarillo hops. That's it. It's unfiltered.
I'm drinking red wine from now on. Screw you guys.
Screw you guys. I'm drinking red wine.
I told you guys I was going to push the limits this evening.
You are. I thought you meant alcohol percentage-wise, but I was wrong when that thinking.
There's even Scotty B's seltzer right here if we need to get to it. Galactic Guava Moon. Guava cider, triple Ooh. Dry hopped with Galaxy.
You should get to that, Chief.
All we are saying is give loggers a chance.
Oh, no.
This is a special message from Mikey from the Northern California Semi-Professional Brewers Association. All we are saying is give loggers a chance.
A little vibrato in Cheers. There, too.
Cheers. Man. I don't know if I like that.
For 20 cents a day, you could donate to a cause that helps loggers find a home.
Oh.
For the price Poor of a cup homeless of coffee.
Loggers.
Unless you drink Starbucks. That shit's expensive.
Oh, poor loggers. Poor loggers. Loggers are fine. They have brewers that drink them.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What about the day? I'm driving.
Thanks, Paul, by the way.
I almost got in a car wreck. Yeah.
What? Lumber?
I almost just happened.
Take it easy.
I'm listening to you guys all try to drink whatever that lemon verbena beer was out of the bad beer drawer. I about died. Oh, my God. That is quite possibly. Matter of fact.
Oh, no.
Oh, the hurricane sucked him up.
I'm putting it in. That one's going for the 4-8 for the best moments of the year. Hands down. I was dying laughing. You guys are hilarious. Keep up the great work.
Wow.
Wow. A nomination for the pours already.
Woo.
All right. I'll have to remember. I don't remember that being that good.
I think it was our reaction that was good, not the beer.
Yeah, right. No, wait. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh. Okay. The reaction wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm driving home from work. Yeah,
be careful. Don't get in an accident.
Hey, so a couple things. First and foremost, last night was the draft for the Perfect Four Fantasy Football League. The gracious Montana Jim chugged down his White Claw and decided to provide us with an auction draft.
Yeah.
I've never auction drafted before.
That looked complicated.
I don't know if anybody else has.
No.
But, two words. Dumpster fire. Horrible. It took forever.
Forever.
Not only that, but I get the idea of why it's supposed to be cool, but nah. Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what?
Jim is getting some flack about this draft.
That's what we wanted to do as Perfect Four listeners. I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to go with the crowd. Let's just have some fun. We'll see what happens. So good luck to all of the contestants and competitors in this year's Fantasy Football League. Okay, with that checked off my block, I do have, I have a bone to pick with you, Bearded Brewer.
Ooh.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Finally, not me.
Not me.
You use the registered trademark Grand Gedit. And last time I checked, whatever Grand Gedit you're talking about is not being executed and presided over by Florida Steve, the Grand Poobah of Florida Perfect Four reps. And therefore, you are not having a Grand Gedit, my friend.
Wow.
So unless you can convince Florida Steve to preside over this presumptive Grand Gedit that you're proposing, it's not a Grand Gedit. I think you owe the Florida reps some royalty. We accept double dry hop Sherman or Midnight Rush. Just say it. Just put it out there. So, if you want to use the Grand Gedit, you gotta call Steve.
Wow. Royalties.
Okay. Keep up the great work, guys. Bye!
Bye! Florida Steve apparently bought the trademark on Grand Gedit.
Wow. Unallowed to use it.
Nobody's allowed to use it.
I see two scenarios. One, I could just do what I want. Two, if I just sent them beer, it would just be an easy payoff.
Here's some hush beer.
I have double dry hops holding up the futon.
Holding up one of your Volkswagens.
Yes. You know, double dry hop for days.
I don't have any jacks around. Hold on. Got some DDHs.
Yep. Gotta use these old bomber stick glasses for something. Gotta find a use for bombers.
No other use for bombers, is there?
Voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Thanks, everybody, for all the content. Thanks for calling, guys. You can get, if you're like, I can do better than all those, or I have my own take on the things, you can do it. I trust you. We all trust you. 559-492-0542 or perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. As we move on, the show keeps rolling as we try to get these ciders out of our minds and bodies.
Hey, I don't mind this cider because it's not batch sweetened. No sugar added.
Yeah, I hate batch sweetened, bro.
Batch sweetened.
Don't give me batch sweetened.
Looking out for
everybody.
Looking out for beers.
Yeah, come on. I know you're a drummer, but just come on.
You're not singing. You're just mouthing the words.
But see, that's the difference between this White Claw. It has 2 grams of sugar, where this
how much sugar is in the cider?
This cider has no added sugar, so.
Well, yeah, but how many is in there?
They just don't have
natural apple sugar.
It just says 6.2% no sugar.
What? 6.2 of it's not sugar.
But alcohol sugar. Percentage.
6.2, no sugar.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Man.
It's a nosh sugar.
Crazy name. Guys, Matt, is there a beer you're looking at for? Some releases that you thought were interesting? You're like, bros.
I'm pre looking out. Beechwood is going to be on my list of things that I'm going to go to while I'm in Long Beach.
Good call. Been there. I've been there.
I'm looking out for some good breakfast joints in Long Beach. If people can let me know, looking out for beer and breakfast spots.
We have a Long Beach rep. Should be able to recommend those.
Long Beach, don't. And then, you know, I got a new truck, so I have a feeling that I'm going to have to budget a few things.
Yeah.
805 stickers.
Are you going to be looking out for 805 stickers?
So
what booth is going to have all the 805 stickers?
And his light bars.
Easy Jack got rebranded to where a 12-ounce can now has just under 100 calories. So it's only 4%, so it's sessionable.
Wow.
It's low-cal. But I'm still on the lookout because I've been told that you can get 12 packs of the 24 ounce cans. So I'm looking out for one of those. And then I have my koozie that you got me. So I figured that could be.
Yeah. That'd be the only thing that fit in that thing.
That'll be my rations. I'll get
Easy
some
Jack and
easy drinking beer. That's not going to wreck my budget. It's not going to wreck anything else, and we're good.
No, stay cold.
Not gonna wreck your tum.
In the hopsulator.
Hopsulator.
And then there was one more.
There's a mother beer to look out for.
From Velvet Glove.
Let me finally settle down, guys. Everyone be quiet. Finally got him down.
Don't make any noises.
Don't wake him up.
Nobody eat crackers.
I kind of wrote this one down, but it was a Velvet Glove. There's a pale dry. Can't remember where that was from.
Pale dry. Biscuits are burning.
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good.
Just enjoying this red ale.
Oh, okay.
Because there's nothing else down there.
I got all the beers. Got the Scotty B beer that I haven't opened yet.
Great. That's what I wrote down. I can't remember the brewery at the second. I was scrolling through some stuff and not sure where that was.
Check out Matt's social media, Peterborough 87.
Yeah.
He'll put it out there. He's like, this is what I was trying to remember on this episode.
Hey, here look, it is. I work at a brewery.
Hey, it's me. I'm at a brewery. I work at a brewery. I'm Matt. I'm cool.
Cool.
I work at a brewery. It's a tap room. I can go walk back there and give myself I can go tour the brewery all I want on the clock.
That's right.
You can't. You got to do it on your own time.
Yeah, I'm not going to find it. So.
All right. Well, that's all Matt's looking out for.
Wow.
Nick, what are you looking out for?
All right. So label buy because it's a hazy. So if we get this beer, I'll let you guys drink the beer, and I'm taking the can.
You know, just empty that thing out. I want the can.
It's a collab from Alpha Acid and New World Ales.
Alpha Acid?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good. I've got heartburn issues. I don't want to drink that beer.
Do you know what?
You're flaring up just
hops,
hearing about this.
Yeah,
do you know how hops are rated? By their Alpha Acid.
Oh, okay. Industry. Brewer talk.
So it's a play on words here. Northeast bound and down.
Loaded up and truck
it. Loaded up and truck it.
We're going to do the
fresh hop hazy IPA. But it's got a picture of the black Trans Am on the label.
Yeah.
Band one.
Bandit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Label buy. Would buy for the label. And then dump the beer.
Just driving around that young Sally Field, just vroom.
Is that how it goes?
Yep. Oh, nice. That's not a very good Firebird impression. No, it's too deep.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I can't do it. No, it's a man. Pontiac, dude. I can't do it.
I think that Trans Am would smoke a little Mustang, if you know what I mean.
No, well,
woo.
Maybe that particular one.
Cleveland Steamer.
I don't know, man. I'd like to see it.
I gotta see it from my own eyes.
Yeah.
I just can take your word for it.
Did that model still have a 350, or did they go down to a 305 by then?
78? I think they still had big block. 407.
Probably only had 160.
Oh, yeah. No, it was Gutless Wonder, but it was a big block. Trans Amish. tell you what, I get a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking my head up the bowl. Take your word for it. No, that's your bowl.
Were you looking out for Nick Moore? More things?
That was it.
That was it.
That was all.
The Trans Am from
the Trans
Am. Smoking and Bandit.
Yes, please.
All right. Looking out for that other Santa Rosa brewer, Hen House Brewing.
Ooh, Hen House.
They have one called Keanu is Immortal.
Oh, boy.
And on the can, it has all the iconic Keanu characters on the can, which I don't understand how you can do copyright-wise, but I guess if it's parody or, laws, maybe?
Maybe, or one and done.
No, because this is the second time they've done this. I don't know about second time about the label, but second time they've done this beer. It's made with Centennial and Citra. It's IPA. So, come on. It's got all the Keanu characters on the can. I want that. This is a I'm just looking out for this brewery.
Okay.
Wink, wink. XO Barrel.
Hint.
Single Cut. It's from Astoria, New York. I don't think we've had Single Cut before, but I like their branding. And all the beers sound good. The hop sounds in particular caught my eye. So I'm just label buying. Have no idea if the beer's any good.
Wow.
Weldworks and Bottle Logic.
Weldworks.
Logic and Language. Double IPA. It's a very cool can art. And it's a citrus heavy beer. So sounds good to me. Cool label and citrus heavy.
Wow.
Good brewers.
Weldworks, you said?
Yeah. It's a Weldworks and Biologic Collabor.
Wow.
Those are just some looking out for as I have this week. So weird not having a guest. So relaxing.
So quiet.
So relaxing for me. Bitterbur 87 on Untap. Did you check in anything this week? Do you remember what you've been drinking this week? Did somebody catch you drinking? You're like, oh, fuck. I really got caught drinking. It actually happened.
I got caught.
Yeah, there's a beard out in the wild photo that I haven't posted yet. Like riding a bike. Some Urban Roots has hit town.
Whoa.
So
what?
Moreau Shell had it, and Spokeasy had it.
My God.
So I was drinking that. Black Butte was on draft, so I had one of those. Ended up at Stone's, so I had a Sherman. And then there's Bigger on the Inside, which is another Urban Roots beer. It was a double IPA on draft.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy Hops and Pliny, those are back, so I got those. Spaceways just snuck into town, so I picked up a four-pack of that.
I've been hearing
your
things.
Your Nelson beer.
This batch of Spaceways, it's good. Space been hearing ways. The buzz.
Not sure if I mentioned. I've officially had a Sierra Nevada Oktoberfest.
Hey, first Oktoberfest beer?
Yes.
Okay.
You're in for the fall beer. Fall beer season has arrived.
Fresno Breakfast House lost their Luponic handle to Hell or High Watermelon.
Boom.
Yeah.
But they had Oktoberfest bottles, so
Yay. That
saved
you're
the
all,
day.
You're all, just do that. You, at least you know those are fresh.
Yeah, I was determined to have a beer at 11 o'clock in the morning. So
damn it. Nobody's taking me off this track. I'm having beer.
Oh, and it looks like the 78 Trans Am
had
155 horsepower.
Oh, I found 200. 400 V8 with 200 horsepower, 325 foot-pounds of torque, 8-to-1 compression. That's 77.
Yep.
I don't know what 78 did.
Yeah. It's pretty big.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Big one.
Horsepower. Sucking gas.
Yeah.
Gallons per mile, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's all you've been got?
Yeah. Right. Everything else was repeats.
Repeats. Boring.
Pete, repeat, we're in a boat.
Nick. What did you do this week, man?
Hey, man.
Did you drink the beers?
Yeah.
Did you have the fun?
So I drank my last first batch Pliny.
Oh.
Because like, oh, man, we're about due for another episode of Pliny, right? Uh-huh. So I drank it. And I go to the market the next day. And there's no Pliny.
Where's your Pliny?
And then 3 hours later, Mikey Top Pour. Look at all this Pliny at the market. Yeah. I was like, you fucker. I was there 20 minutes ago. How?
Sorry, bro.
Man.
Bah.
So I had to buy DDH Booming Rollers.
Oh, so sad.
So sad for me.
So sad for me.
The cash register was extremely confused because I only bought two cans of beer and a block of cheese. And she's like, I don't know what you're in for, but it looks like fun.
Yep. What? You mean cheese and beer? You never heard of that?
Never heard of this, huh?
Come on, lady.
Well, I said the cheese is for the pizza and the beer is to help me make the pizza. So there you go.
I got the guy tried to regulate me. I wasn't understand because I got four bottles of Russian River.
Breaking the rules.
Was it three? It was three the rule?
Three.
Okay. He let me have four.
Woo.
But
he like your face.
But no, I thought he shut me down on one because he's like, oh, you know, he was like, oh, you know, we gotta put down the rules sometime because, you know,
yeah.
people are buying these beers like crazy. I was like, oh yeah, cool. So I thought he meant like he took one away, and so I got out to my car and they're all four in the bags.
Oh man!
I was like, oh.
He let you slide.
Yeah,
you got a good face. I like you. You'll get the four this time, but next time not so lucky.
I might have been the first one to get that when they put it out because it was a full shelf.
It was like 2 or 2:30 when I was there, and it was nothing.
Yeah, zero. I went around 5. Or something.
Okay.
And it was, the shelf was nice and full.
Yeah.
I was the first one to hit it. And then another guy came behind me.
Ooh.
And like he got like three. And then he came back around and started looking again.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh man, just get it. It's plenty.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm going there later. So
I'm going there
like,
later.
I was like, oh, Russian River? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, you're fine then. Don't buy any of this.
Wow. You're saving it?
I didn't say that. But
you're saving it.
Like, yeah, that guy was going there.
Hook a brother up.
Yeah. It's like, why bother? He's going to buy in Fresno, and then he's going to go to Russian River and buy it there.
Man.
I'll say that this batch of Pliny, it's the 828.
Oh, yeah?
Wow,
a little weak.
I don't know.
A little weak.
Yeah, no, I don't weak. It just didn't vibe right with me. I'm just saying. I don't know what that means. Is that all, Nick? Did you do more?
I did have a New Kids on the Hops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had it. You and guys really like that beer.
Another IPA. I think it was another Altamont beer. I can't picture the label. It was another punny label. Ooh, maybe I have a photo. I think I have a photo. Because I sent you guys. I said, hey, guys.
Hey, guys, I'm drinking.
New Beer Cave in Fresno. You need to check it out. And I got no response.
Wait, what was that?
The Easy Mart Chevron.
It's the new Walmart.
I didn't understand where that was at.
The Valero. If you're on Herndon and you go down Ingram towards the meat market.
Oh, okay.
It's a old car wash they turned into a gas station.
Oh, okay. Pinedale.
Oh, yes, it's very Pinedale.
They have that there.
Yeah, they got a small beer cave. It's not Moreau Shell size cave, but a cave nonetheless.
Oh, to answer the question.
Yeah.
Pontiac had 5 V8s for 1978.
Okay.
They had a it was the LG3, which is the 5.0. It had 135 horsepower.
Ooh, whopper. Yeah.
Then they had the LM1, which was the 5.7, had 170 horsepower. Then they had the L78, which was a 400 cubic inch at 185. Then they had the W72, which was a 6.6 at 220. And then they had the L80, which is probably the most popular one, at 185 horsepower, also a 6.6. There's your Pontiac 1978 update.
Never gonna make good beer, always gonna let you down.
Mikey's just not having this car talk.
Gotta spice it up.
Oh, because we're not talking about Harrison Ford or a sports ball or something. You just have to get off.
Fresno.
I can't see who made it.
We got it.
But it's the Maui Maui IPA from Something Beer Works.
Maui Maui.
Oh, it's another Altamont beer.
The Maui Wowie?
Altamont Beer Works Maui Maui IPA.
What do we got? What are we drinking now? This new beer. What is this? What?
It's from Scotty B.
Scotty B.
Galactic Guava Moon. Guava cider triple dry hopped with Galaxy.
What does that mean? Whoa. It's it a cider with hops?
9%.
It is guava.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. That's like having a kern, like a spicy kern.
Mm. Wowie wow. Oh, boy. There's a lot going on in there.
Man. A lot to digest.
Scotty B pushing the limits.
Pushing the limits of what he can do.
To the limit.
One more time? Mm-hmm. That's all?
Boom.
Pinkots?
Booming rollers, as I said, beer of the summer.
Bearded.
Oh, man, I went back to the old school and had some Blazing Worlds from Modern Times.
Wow, how was that?
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, what's going on with that Blazing World?
Surprisingly fresh right now for some reason. There's a fresh batch.
That's
hanging
rare.
And that encourages me to buy it.
It is nice. Okay. I forgot.
You're what like, kind of beer could be fresh. Blazing World. Yeah, I've forgotten about that beer now.
Yeah.
And it was beer of the year before on this show.
Uh-huh.
What's the coveted beer of the year?
I had that after the aforementioned Pliny, and I was like, ooh, damn, this thing keeps up.
Huh.
That was my, all right. Those were my words.
Well, now I'll look out for a good freshly dated Blazing World.
Yes, please.
The Nick 80 on untap. That was him.
That was me. He the boring stuff. Number two.
Oh, woo. Maybe you're the man child and I'm the boring.
Wow. That would be it.
That'd be weird. Like, oh, that's all right. Mikey's pretty much the man child.
He's the
pretty solid man child.
Hey, you're the man. Oh, thanks. Child.
Child. Ooh.
I finished that sentence.
Yoch. I had that Waves West Coast IPA from Almanac.
Waves?
Yeah, Waves.
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 You shop at the market, don't you?
It's pretty good. Yeah, I do. Because it was in the single section.
That's right. That's a good one.
I don't know if I talked about this last week or not, because last week was so crazy. I don't think I did my Pinkots. I had that Stone 12-pack variety pack.
Okay.
With the tiki.
Yeah.
Tiki variety pack.
How is that?
It's pretty good. Okay. It's pretty good. I was expecting it to be a little better, but... The Stone's Vengeful Spirit IPA.
Yes.
That was one of those still in there.
Okay.
And I went to Mad Duck, the only place I've been.
Oh, yeah.
The only place I've been where you can buy beer, you know, on tap or eat food for basically the past month has been Mad Duck Northwest.
Wow.
As really the only place. I had that Citra again. And Everything the Light from the Tioga Sequoia.
Who makes that?
Mm-hmm. That's a good beer. Very good beer.
I agree.
And I'm glad that Mad Duck Northwest has been so busy that they're actually, the guest taps are actually changing over.
Fresh beer, yeah, please.
It's actually worth it to look at the guest taps. Had the slightly Reggie 559 donated some beers. I had the slightly mighty from Dogfish. I've been looking out for that.
Is that the
session IPA? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Nothing on that low ABV beer from. Oh no, that's Dogfish, not Brewdog.
Yeah, Dogfish, slightly mighty. And that Long Root Ale that we had at the tailgate, got that six pack at Whole Foods.
Whole Foods.
And the Primordial from Mother Earth Brewing, a double IPA, wow. Imperial IPA.
Wow.
It was fine. I got that one at the market. Yeah, it's fine. That's pretty much all I was caught drinking, guys.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Whoa.
What?
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 Huh? Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Right into it.
Cheers. No cheers.
Cheers. It's the end of the years and we're giving up the cheers.
Cheers to the golden gods of the perfect boar. Yeah, you know who you are. You're highly appreciated. The golden gods. These are next level listeners of the show because they actually donate money to the show.
Wow.
$5 or more a month. And that's the buy-in. And for that, you get our undying love and appreciation. And also you get some extra content like the tailgate, which is the pre-show. And also you get invited to the forum, the secret Facebook group.
Ooh, very secret.
And also the secret group that we really need someone to champion this group and like really get it going. But it's there. It's waiting. It's waiting for a spark, I think. And that's the private group on the what's it called?
Patron?
No.
Oh, is that the weird Discord?
Yeah, Discord. Thank
Discord
you.
Discord group.
I blanked on Discord. So that Discord group, it's just waiting for somebody to fire it up. It's just sitting there waiting. But all those things, and you guys really appreciate it. It helps a lot. Helps the show. Keeps the show. Never have to worry about paying the show's bills because of you guys. So thank you. Cheers to all our golden gods. And also cheers to Marcus and Sanchez at 2566. Hoppy_people. Hops_hound. That's Jay. He did a nice Twitter shout out. Some big popular person on Twitter was like, give me some podcasts to listen to. And like the first guy in was Jay. And he's like, the perfect pour. And Big Game James, Beer Up Your Life, Why More Aaron, Amy Barrett, Evil Circle, 49er Phil. And of course, those dudes at Beer Night in San Diego. And Indie Beer Show. Love all our fellow beer podcasters. And thank you guys. Appreciate it. And Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Wazoo. Thanks for dropping off that package today. Appreciate the beers. Cheers to the Florida reps. Thank you also for beers.
Yeah, so that's good. Cheers them. Yeah, those Florida reps should be getting a video of us opening those beers if they haven't already. Be getting it over the weekend at least. Nick, do you have some cheers?
What? Well,
other than Louie,
the asshole. I mean, lovely dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Pinedale's finest.
Pinedale's finest, Louie.
This is kind of a mean cheers in that. I hoped it was more than it was. There's an Instagram called Lost Cans. Not those cans. So I was hoping this would be an Instagram where people find cans of beer way far away from their origin because of beer trading.
Uh-huh.
And so they would send this Instagram can photos where they could regram them, and say, "Hey, look, General Sherman found in Reading,
Pennsylvania."
Yeah, Pennsylvania, or Treehouse found in.
Okay.
You know,
Yeah, it's the whole story angle of an Instagram account.
Yeah, so how far has a can traveled because of beer trading?
Right.
But I don't think that's what it is.
Oh, it's not that at all.
So if somebody wants to do something,
yeah, somebody needs start a hobby. That up so we can watch it.
Yeah.
We need more Instagram accounts to watch.
How far has beer gone because of
Antarctic?
Brazil.
Brazil? Brazil is pretty big on the beer scene. Yeah.
Wow.
More cheers?
That's my cheers.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for listening to the show, getting all the way through. PerfectPourPod.com gives you the info on the show. There's the guide to listening to the show there. Yeah. And the show reps. Show reps page. There's that to check out. So all the things, Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
Nick is The Nick 80.
Hello.
I'm Mikey Top Pour. And have a great week. Be safe. Check your dates. Have the fun.
We are French. We.